This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm starting a new series today called The Name of Jesus. And I'd like to read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of his peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish and order it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hallelujah. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. I want to talk today about the wonderful name of Jesus. And truly, it is most wonderful. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, the Bible says God has exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. And so, like I said, I'm talking today about the wonderful name of Jesus, and truly it is most wonderful. I'm conscious with this sermon that I'm walking on sacred ground, because this isn't the subject, it's a person. Jesus Christ, God's sinless Son, Christ our conquering King, our glorious Messiah, our blessed Savior, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, and his holy, matchless, wonderful name. And it is wonderful because he is wonderful. He is altogether lovely. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16, his mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. And Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3, pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out, King James, because of the Savior of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. And the contemporary English version, and you smell so sweet, all the young women adore you. The very mention of your name is like spreading perfume. Hallelujah. I love that in the NIV. Your name is like perfume poured out. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Power that moves heaven, changes earth, and shakes hell. Power and glory beyond your wildest imagination. Power to meet you in your hour of need. There's untapped power that will put the enemy running every time. Because chains break and demons flee at the name of Jesus. Satan has deceived many people today to even use the name of Jesus as a curse word. But you can't watch a movie without hearing the name of Jesus at some stage being taken in vain. Both Exodus 20 verse 7 and Deuteronomy 5 and verse 11 warn us about taking God's name in vain. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And in some ways, influencing naive people to curse the only name that can save them from his dark forces is probably all Satan can do, because from personal experience he knows how much power is in that name and how much potential it has to bring destruction to his kingdom. The name of Jesus stops the devil in his tracks every single time. And so today we're going to take some time to consider the wonderful name of Jesus. Because the precious name of Jesus belongs to you as a believer, but if you do not understand or use it, the powers of darkness will defeat you every time. Hosea 4 and verse 6 says, my people are destroyed through lack of knowledge. And in this battle, ignorance is not an excuse. If you choose to go to battle without one of your most effective weapons, you will suffer the consequences. Because the early church had great regard for the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus appears over 130 times in the book of Acts alone. Because the early church had one message and one name, that is Jesus. Acts chapter 8, we see here Philip the evangelist went down to Samaria and he had a message. Verse 4, then those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. and multitudes of one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, the early church had one message, and that is the name of Jesus. In verse 34 in the same chapter, so the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, which is Isaiah chapter 53, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. So Philip preached Jesus. They knew their victory was in his name. And it's important, therefore, that Christ has the preeminence in all that we do. Chapter 1, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities and powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Hallelujah. Christ must have the preeminence because there is no one above him. And, you know, Strong's Concordance translates the word preeminence. It's the Greek word protiou, which means to be first in rank or influence, to have the preeminence. And so we must put the name of Jesus first. We must put Christ first in all that we do. I'm reminded one time watching Clint Eastwood. It was in a cowboy film, and he had a horse with no name. He was walking in the desert, and he was asked why he didn't give a name to the horse. And he said, it's better not to give a name to something you may have to eat. You know, that, he did have a certain logic behind what he was saying there, because a name makes everything more personal. In business, it's essential that you remember a person's name. It's easier to communicate if you know and remember a person's name. We attach great significance to names. And, there's a reason why you never come across a child called Adolf or Judas. Anyway, there is power in the name of Jesus because, one, he inherited a great name. So Jesus inherited a great name because there is no name greater than the name of Jesus Christ. I want to read here in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 5. And it says, for to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you, and again I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. Hallelujah. And chapter 5, verse 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you. And so God said to Jesus, you are my son. You know, you think of some billionaire's child. You know, they're not going to lack for something, you know, because of, you know, the name they've inherited. Secondly, he was conferred a great name upon him by God. And I just read it there in Philippians chapter 2. And it says, therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name. And so God conferred the name upon Jesus. He's given him the name above every name. And I think it's important to understand that Jesus not only inherited a great name, he was conferred a great name by God. And thirdly, he conquered Satan and all of his forces. Jesus has a great name because he conquered Satan and all of his forces. Revelation 1, verse 18, I'm he who lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and of death. And so Jesus has the keys of hell and of death. This is why we can trust in him. This is why we can look to him. This is why we have nothing to fear, because we know that he sits on the throne. Hallelujah. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.